In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
You should celebrate yourself every day. But some days, you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen.
Hi, Dan. Welcome back, Dan. Scumbag.
Welcome back. I'm here.
You just said hi, Dan, by the way.
Hi, Dan. It's like when I like mouth what you're saying, but this time I actually said it.
Yeah.
And I think that just is like a sign of like how broken this brain is right now. So obviously I was away this past week. We really get into like the meat of it in the pre-show of like my journey and your journey as well.
Yeah.
Now the intention was for me to be back in Lake Cursed on a Tuesday night.
Sure.
However, things don't always go as they plan, especially when you're cursed with the cursed family
vacation curse.
Yeah. So Alex and I were stuck in Lisbon for an extra night with no luggage and the clothes on our backs. And I'm texting Brendan. I was like, we're just canceling this week's Come Through.
Right.
But like things turned around. We had like a nice lunch in Lisbon that I talked more about in the pre-show and like got to see like a bonus city that I wasn't planning on. Got home last night after 10 o'clock. So there was no way I could watch 6 episodes of a Bravo television in order to like speak intelligently this week. However, like 2 big items came about that like we really needed to discuss this week. It would already be stale by next week.
Exactly. I did watch all the episodes, even though I was traveling and actually only arrived home at 7 o'clock this morning.
Well, I think the thing, like right now for me, it is actually, like I want to say 2 or 3 a.m. in my heart and mind and soul.
Sure.
So that's where I'm coming from. But we're gonna do what we can. Let's start with, this actually knocked the wind out of my sails a little bit during my trip. Because I'm not watching the shows, but I'm getting dispatches. I'm getting this. I believe it was actually, like, ERK who texted both of us. It's like, oh, you must have seen this already by now. And, like, he was the one bringing it to my attention.
Okay. It was him. I was taking off to go to Palm Springs. I was getting... on my free JetBlue Wi-Fi, I was getting an influx of text messages. So when he sent a voice memo, I was like, I can't listen to this right now, but is it about Shannon?
Yeah. So, Shannon. A drunk driving hit and run incident in Newport?
Yeah, Newport Beach. That's where John Jansen lives. It was in John Jansen's neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah. So... we're get like throughout the course of the week, we're get, kind of getting like more and more information.
We know that she clipped a house.
Yes.
We know that Archie was in the car with her. We know that after she clipped the house, she drove away, parked her car in the middle of the street.
Yes.
And then proceeded to get out of the car. And once the cops came, she was pretending that she was just on a walk with Archie.
Yeah. So that's where we started. And then, like, video footage of the car in motion, hitting the house, and then driving off came about.
And if you haven't seen the video, this is one of those neighborhoods where it's basically road, a little bit of sidewalk, and then house.
Okay, so I, like, was shocked by this, because I think what I pictured when, like, this was being described was, like, we're, like, going onto a lawn, like, you know, hitting. Yeah. Like, it makes a little bit more sense now as to, like, what she thinks she was doing.
Sure, but, like, the way she was driving in that neighborhood is so unwell.
Grand Theft Auto, Ian, you,
yeah,
as Dorinda Medley.
Like, my mom lives in a similar kind of setup. Like, she lives, like, it could have been her neighborhood, but they've installed a ton of speed bumps. Mm. So this kind of thing doesn't happen.
Wow. Yeah. And, like, you hear drunk, like, there's been, like, several women across franchises who've been, like, arrested for drunk driving incidents.
Yeah, Sonia, Gina, there's been others.
And I don't think we usually have footage. So, like, I think there could be varying degrees of, like, what actually transpired.
Yeah.
This footage is, like, really worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if there were people around, like, someone very easily could have died.
Exactly. Like, if it had been a little earlier in the evening, there probably would have been a ton of people around, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, we even saw photos and people, like, took videos from outside of the house, and there's, like, pieces of her car,
yeah,
remaining in, like, the flower beds, and then, like, tons of oil from, like, I guess the bottom of her car got hit.
Yeah. I mean, we have been discussing, I think, like, over the course of the season and maybe even earlier, like, Orange County does have, like, a heavy drinking situation. I think we were a little bit more focused on Tamara this year just because of her, like, fresh return.
Yeah, and it's very, it's the Tres Amigas whoop it up, like, them insisting on shots, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then we've also heard alleged stories about Shannon's relationship with John Jansen,
yes,
and kind,
yes,
of,
yes,
like,
yes,
how they go through the motions and they tend to go out and have,
yeah,
a quote unquote good time and then have a disagreement. I mean, this is alleged, but my guess is that they had been hanging out at his house, had some drinks, and maybe had a disagreement. So she was like, I'm going to leave.
Okay, but now I'm bringing to your attention, which I'm assuming that you know about this, like, the component of the story where she was at some restaurant or bar where Alexis Bellino was present.
Yeah.
And then she's, like, ranting and raving about Alexis Bellino.
Yeah, so I think the events were probably, she was at that bar where Alexis Bellino was present. She went back to John Jansen's house and normally would have probably stayed there. Something happened, so she grabbed Archie because he was probably at the house, got into her car, and left.
That makes the Archie thing make a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, which is crazy that, like, okay, so the Alexis Bellino thing then really, like, stems into Jim Bellino and the lawsuit, which I think, like, has caused a lot of strife
in Shannon's life.
In her life and her brain.
Yeah, and Alexis, to her credit, did release a statement that was not nasty at all and just was, like, kind of clarifying that she had nothing to do with Jim Bellino's lawsuits, and that she wishes Shannon well.
Yeah. So this is really sad and disturbing, and, like, when I like, first heard it, I was like, I really, it's hard to picture her coming back from this. Just, like, the details of it are, like, really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But then the other thing is, like, she needs the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she needs this. She's putting three people through college right now, sure. obviously with help from her ex-husband mm-hmm. or however. So she really does need the show. So I could see her wanting to do the redemption thing.
Yeah.
And come back. It's just like, it's so interesting given how the season ended, which you haven't seen, but yeah. like, or it's not ended yet. Next week's yeah. the finale, yeah. but yeah, where we are.
And then just timing wise, because obviously people are wondering, like the reunion has been filmed, so this won't be addressed at all.
And I heard Bravo say that they're not going to get any sort of cameras up, which makes sense because there's not time left to like put any footage anywhere really.
Well, also this is actually like similar to Drew and Ralph in a way in terms mm-hmm. of like, this is a legal situation where like, it's yeah. not like we're going to be like chit chatting. Like mm-hmm. she should not say anything until her court case is resolved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a horrible situation through and through.
Yeah. It's terrible.
And it's like the obvious thing is like, we live in a world where Ubers and taxis are very yeah. accessible.
Yeah.
Let's use them.
Let's use them. Especially like, you got the money for it, babe.
Exactly.
Okay. So that was like the big news item of the week, early week.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
So then the other things that was trickling out online were like these rumored cast lists for The Traitors season 2. And if y'all didn't watch Traitors season 1, the premise is all these, season 1, it was half celebrities, half like normal people all live in a mansion in Scotland together.
Play a game of mafia essentially.
And Ceri, who is now on Big Brother and was a Survivor legend, won that season. But like Brandy Glanville was on it last season. Kate Chastain was on it. Kyle Cook.
Father.
And others. So
Rachel Riley.
Yes, Rachel Riley. They announced this year that it was going to be all reality stars or like stars, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cast lists that were rumored, actually, usually I hate these like rumors online because they're usually so far off. Like when we would watch like Celebrity Big Brother, the rumored cast lists were so far off. These rumored cast lists were actually pretty mixed.
And I feel like we might have like had an idea that some of it was correct. So mm-hmm. it was feeling all correct when we would see it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And as we record this episode today, like Alan Cumming's tooting on a horn, officially announcing this cast.
As this cast is flying to Scotland to actually participate. So it hasn't been filmed yet.
Yeah. So thankfully, this happened this week because it would have been tough for us to put together a show with me not watching anything.
Sure,
but this is enough to really sink our teeth into, I would say.
Okay.
For, I would say, the greatest game of care or don't care to ever be played in 8 years of Come Through Queen history.
Wow. Okay, shall we start?
We shall start.
So the first person on the list is Karsten Bergerson from Love Island USA.
Okay. I don't know this person from Adam.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say don't care.
I'm going to say don't care either. I have never been in the Love Island world. I know there are Love Island devotees, though. Yeah. I think like people care more about Love Island UK.
Which I think we're going to get to in a minute.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chris CT Tamborello from, it says here, The Challenge, but we all remember him first from The Real World.
Yeah, but like The Challenge is CT.
Sure.
Okay. This is like, now this is where we get into the conversation of, this is a place for legends.
Sure. Yeah.
To quote Gia Gunn.
Yeah.
And like, I haven't kept up with CT. And I know there's like more of a story arc with him on the show. Mm-hmm. Like I think where we are with him right now is like he became a good person.
Yeah.
Where he was like previously like
a dick,
like beating people up on the show and getting like kicked off the show.
He was like a typical like Boston dick.
And then like Diem, who died, like made him a better person.
Yeah.
He is when we talk about comp beast, like this is the comp beast.
Sure.
Which is interesting because like season one of Traitors, competitions actually don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is a great part of this conversation to say like, we have an amazing cast. They better figure out like to make this an actual game this year. Cause like last year was like, we're like kind of playing a game.
And last year, all the competitions had been seen before because it was the same exact competitions from like the UK version, right?
I never watched UK, so I don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like filmed on the same set, I think.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So, but interestingly enough, I think we learned that US was filmed first.
Yeah.
But we all thought it was like UK filmed first because I think UK came out first, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So you care about CT, of course.
Of course. I used to see him when I lived in the North End of Boston. I would see him around all the time. Yeah.
Wow. How have we not talked about that before? Wow.
I've mentioned it.
Okay. Well, it's been so many things to talk about.
Okay. Next is Dan Giesling from Big Brother.
A Big Brother legend.
A Big Brother legend.
The Dan Giesling funeral.
I mean, that is talked about to this day. To this day.
He is like one of the most important Big Brother winners of all time.
Mm-hmm.
We have not seen hide nor hair of him in a very long time.
And hasn't there always been like some conversation or rumors about like him never coming back to like a Big Brother All-Stars?
Okay.
I think there's something there.
There's something there. So like, this is a big get.
Yeah. Care. Deontay Wilder, who's a boxer.
Okay. Now this is where I'm like, where did we get here?
Yeah.
like the cast is so in one direction. And then we have like a few outliers. It's like very, I missed this conversation last week on Winter House, but it's like, we got Brian Benny. We got, below deck here, we got this. And then there's like one woman who's from nothing. Like,
exactly, yeah.
Like this boxer is like the man from nothing.
It is random.
Okay.
There's a couple of those though in this.
Hey, don't care.
Don't care. I'm going to butcher this name, but Ikin Su.
Oh, okay.
From Love Island UK.
Okay, so like I'm going to now change my tune from the first one because like the first one, I have never even heard that name before. Ikin Su. I don't know who she is, but the girls were talking about her.
The girls talk about her in a
non-stop.
Way.
Non-stop. The Long Island fans. The Love Island fans love Ikin Su. I know Ikin Su, I think, recently split from her Love Island partner, who I think was also a big deal.
Okay.
But with a name like Ikin Su, it's like, you're going places.
You got to watch. We care.
We care.
Okay, Janelle, another Big Brother legend.
Janelle.
There's no one like her.
I mean, beautiful. Comp beast.
Yes.
Remember when like she just kept winning so they couldn't get rid of her? She either was like H-O-H or the veto champion.
And like for us Big Brother fans, when she was back during the COVID season, the COVID All-Star season, she got voted out early and we were all mad. I stopped watching. I was like, I'm not going to watch anymore without Janelle.
And then there was the famous fan cam set to Exile by Taylor Swift with her and K-Star.
Yes. So we obviously care.
Could not care more.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we might have like, I wish we pulled this up before. Didn't we do like a fan?
I definitely cast her in like a Patreon thing.
Yeah, I think we did like a fan casting of season 2 and I think she was on it.
Yeah. Next is Johnny Bananas.
He was on it.
Yeah.
So care. I mean like, so it's like CT, Johnny Bananas, the names and faces of the challenge.
Exactly.
It's like, appointment television.
It's, with a lot of these, it's like, it feels like we're using a lot of legends from these shows like all at once.
Yeah, yeah.
When maybe we should spread some people out.
Yeah.
But whatever. Okay, this one is John Bercow from the UK Parliament.
Okay. So like, again, what are we doing
here? It's also just like random because this is Traitors US. So like, if anything, it's like, why aren't we getting like a former congressperson from the US?
And like, I don't like, you know, I try to like keep up with what's going on with the UK girls. I don't know
UK,
if
he, hun.
I don't know if he's a Tory, a Labour, a this or that. I don't even know what those words mean.
I think he might be liberal. So like Labour. Tories are the conservative girls, the Tory Amoses.
But like here's the thing. In the UK, I'm gonna sound so stupid. They have like 20 different like it's like it's almost
that's
like,
what makes UK politics so fun because it's like they're always switching up their prime minister.
No, it's like the Pokemon type chart where there's like you got fire, water, electric, grass. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like here in the States, we just got two.
It's exactly like the Pokemon. I actually care just to see like a weird politician be on this show.
Well, it's like. There must be a reason for the season. So, like, if you're doing this, I probably should be caring.
Sure. Right? Okay, next up is Kevin Kreider from Bling Empire.
Okay. Bling Empire, not an amazing show, but I don't know if you even watched, like, a split second of it.
I watched, like, an episode.
Okay. So, if you recall, he was, like, the hot guy who was, like...
Poor.
I'm poor, but he not actually poor.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's, like... Always great to have a hot. I'm going to care.
I don't care yet, but we'll see.
Okay.
Okay. Larsa Pippen.
Now, Miss Ma'am. Like, it's like this casting director picked some of the greatest minds and bodies and competition beasts of all time.
Exactly. Larsa Pippen is all of those.
Larsa Pippen with her Kim Kardashian, to quote Adrian here, Kim Kardashian ass. What are you doing here?
Well, I do want to say, I'm going to say the next person because I do think it justifies it.
Okay.
She's coming with Marcus Jordan, her boyfriend.
So I think like we're at a space and time right now where it's like, what is Marcus Jordan's role in season 5 of Miami? Six.
Yeah.
What's his role? Is he showing up there? So like, are we saving face for this? Is he now showing face because he's like, oh, I'm on a competition show rather than like the girl's girlin'?
Yeah. I like it as a twist, and especially because like, how will people act with them together? Obviously, they're a public couple, so they can't hide. Like, Jared and Sari, not that Jared and Sari are a couple, obviously. But
one of the greatest couples.
But it'll be interesting to see just like gameplay with the two of them.
Okay, but here's the thing. Larsa, like, can barely read. No, we know this to be true when she was reading the mirror that Dr. Nicole sent her.
Sure, yeah, okay.
It's hard to picture her like exerting herself.
Sure.
For a challenge.
But like, think back to last season. Mm-mm. That doesn't always matter. I mean, like, one of the funniest thing was Kate kicking those barrels, like, away from people.
I know. So, but also, like, it's hard to imagine her caring, is what I'm saying.
Sure. I mean, a check's a check, bitch.
But I want to say at the end of the day, I do care, because it's like, when we learned Larsa was going to be in Miami, I was like, I don't care. And then I was surprised to find out that I actually do care.
Okay. So you're sending mixed signals.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
Let's move on to Maxim Shermovsky from Dancing with the Stars.
So like, kind of like a lot of these picks, if you're going to get someone, you get the big dog.
Yeah. And he's like the biggest dog.
He's like the big, it's like
him and Huff.
It's like, if you're not going to get a Huff,
yeah,
you get Maxim.
Yeah. So I care.
I care.
Okay. Mercedes MJ Javid from Shaws of Sunset. A chump, by the way.
A chump. Yeah. So it's great to have chump representation. like a nod to Reza's flop first season on Traitors.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I am not a Shaw girl, but she is so weird and such a mess from when I watch her on Watch What Happens Live that like, I actually do care.
I care too. I feel like she will try to make a lot of friends really quickly and maybe flop. Do you remember when she showed up to like the Bitch Sesh charity shopping event?
Like masked up, and then like Casey Rose Wilson like learned hours into the event that the MJ is there. Oh my God.
Okay. So
care.
Parvati Shallow
okay.
from Survivor. So obviously, we're not Survivor girlies, but we have been in touch with the experts. And I mean, we already knew that we should care just from like being gay and listening to things.
Oh, yeah.
Gay people love Parvati.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the download from Evan Ross Katz today all about why we should care.
Well, there was a lot of interesting information here. Number one, she was most recently on season 40 of Survivor.
Mm.
And then prior to that, she was on season 20. That's half. So it's like, are you kidding me?
I love you pretending to be an expert, but just like...
No. Okay, so then here's the other thing. What's the other Survivor girlie's name? Sandra something?
Sandra Diaz-Twine.
Okay, so...
Sandra D. I wonder if they call her that.
Sandra D, we learn from Evan, thankfully. He's like, oh, no, you don't understand. These girls competed together. So like, I like when it's like we got history rather than just like, here's one Survivor girl, here's another Survivor girl, like...
Exactly.
Make sense of it.
Yeah. So obviously we care about both of them.
Mm.
Let's go to the next one. Peppermint.
Wow.
Maybe the person I care about the most on this list.
Care. Finally, we'll get the fourth crown from season 9. We've got Sasha Velour. We've got Trini the Tuck. We've got Shea Coulee, all with their crowns. The one crown missing, Miss Pep.
Yeah, so hopefully this gives Miss Pep her crown. Now, and she also will be like fun and like comic relief.
Great confessional.
Yes.
Now, complaint doesn't detract from Pep at all, but like, let's get two drag girls.
Sure.
Like, it just feels so out of like left field. It's not even an NBCU property.
I know. It's interesting that most of these are actually from the Paramount world.
Survivor Big Brother.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But
care.
Going to the Disney world.
Oh, Disney.
Peter Weber, who I think is known as Pilot Pete from The Bachelor.
Okay. I'm going to say not care, but that one little Bachelor boy surprised me last year.
Ari?
Yeah, Ari.
Yeah. Even though Ari, I think, is famously a villain in real life. Or like on The Bachelor.
Okay, but like you need your villains. We're not playing patty cake.
Sure. You love to remind people. Okay. Now let's go to Phaedra Parks, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, and Married to Medicine.
Real Housewives of Dubai.
Yes, guest star.
Two seasons of Ultimate Girls Trip. So like if NBCU is going to do one thing, it's ship Phaedra Parks off somewhere.
And this is also like... Like, people calling about cancel culture, it's like, obviously not.
She's bounced back harder than ever.
She could go far on this show because she's a liar face.
She got the girls running around.
Yeah.
Talking about all these allegations against Candy.
Yeah.
For a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And then we learned about it at the reunion.
Yeah.
Care.
Speaking of that reunion, Shreya Whitfield. I mean, just for the comedy of her not knowing what's going to be going on this entire season.
Well, is she going to last an entire season?
The thing is, you never know with these kind of shows.
You
never know who's going to be targeted. Like, the smart people will target CT, Janelle, like all the, like Parvati, like, and keep someone like Sheree around.
Yeah, Sheree's just so stupid. It's hard picturing her, like, wrapping her head around the rules.
Exactly. Which I love.
Okay. I'm going to give a care, obviously, because, like, as a housewife, I got a care, but I'm not loving two from one. I'm not loving two from Atlanta.
Two from one franchise.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, though, I mean, like, you are loving Parvati and Sandra D from the same season of Survivor.
Yeah, but that...
History,
but,
baby.
But that's different because they're not, like, annualized shows. Like,
sure.
I think they were on, like, separate seasons of Survivor, then they happened to be on the same season of Survivor.
So speaking of that, and I think this is interesting, Tamara Judge... from OC has been on Ultimate Girls Trip with Phaedra.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Use your brain.
So, like, who's Phaedra going to align with, Tamara or Sheree?
I mean,
if she knows what's good for her, I'd say Tamara.
Yeah. So the thing about Tamara is that she's going to try to play hard, but I also think there's a part of her that also won't get the rules.
I don't think so. Maybe. But, like, I feel like Tamara... Okay, number one, I feel like we might have cast her in our fantasy casting.
Maybe.
Number two, like, Tamara's made for... If Bravo were to do, like, the challenge...
Yeah.
She would be, like... The CT Johnny Bananas.
Yeah, but the brain trust isn't there enough. I listen to enough Two Teas in a Pod to know that she can sometimes be a little dizzy.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. But like, but she's smart enough to like produce and worm her way.
After watching her on this most recent season of OC, she thinks she's smart enough to produce and worm her way and come out on top. But I mean...
But then struggled her way back into hanging out with Heather post-reunion.
Yeah, but I mean, like, where we are now, which you haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
It's the girls are... The Heather stands are jumping out because of Tamara's actions.
Okay. I care,
of course. Of course, I care.
Right.
And then last but not least, of course, is Trishelle from Real World Las Vegas.
Care so much.
Changed the course of reality TV in a lot of ways, I would say.
Yeah.
Reality TV became a little more saucy when she entered the scene.
When she entered the scene, yes. She also, like, had... a few good seasons on The Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Is also beautiful.
Yeah. You know who loves her?
Andy. I know.
Yeah.
I wonder if like he threw her name into the conversation.
Maybe. Well, I think he tried to get John Hill cast.
Mm.
Which probably wouldn't make sense with this cast because love John Hill.
Yeah.
But like he's just not in this like reality situation.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I would love to touch down on just like a few names that we had seen, but did not make the cut.
Sure. Some of the rumored names.
Real World Beth. That would have been television.
Yeah. She was a highlight of the LA Homecoming, which was kind of like the flop season of Homecoming.
Yeah. Sheena Marie. Now that would have been comedy.
That would have been a dizzy person.
That would have been
around.
Someone like not even knowing up from down, left from right.
Yeah.
Right? That would have been so much fun. And for me.
But she like Sheena Marie would have made like best friends with like Johnny Bananas. And she would have been like, Johnny's been my best friend.
Yeah. We were my best friend. Carry me to the end.
Yeah.
I believe we had a doctor in the house.
From Married to Med.
To Married to Med, which I would have like liked that in order to like. Suck me into the Married to Med world a little bit.
And I think, like, to your point, we are heavy on Housewives, and I would have liked other people from other Bravo shows.
Well, I think that brings me to my biggest sadness, which was, like, Hub House, Lindsay Hubbard, was, like, on everybody's list.
Sure.
And I think, like, it's been confirmed that, like, she was approached for it, but then... didn't sign on.
Who confirmed this?
Stop. but it actually like doesn't make sense because number one, she was supposed to be getting married next month.
Yeah.
Number two, and we're going to touch on this later, she had her bachelorette scheduled like
for
as
now.
This is filming.
Yeah.
So like the puzzle pieces are not all aligning.
Sure.
But like, she would have really carried the Kyle Cook torch, I would say.
Well, season three, maybe.
Season three.
Her and Heather Dubrow.
And then I was also wondering, like, for someone that's, like, going to be so story heavy, if she were to have appeared on this fresh off of the breakup, like, when is Traitors season two airing?
Sure.
Because it felt like Traitors season one filmed, like, a year before it aired.
Yeah, but then remember when they like really rushed that reunion?
So I feel now like we're rushing.
We can rush some production here.
So then I wonder like, is that why we don't have Sheena? We don't have Lindsay because like they have other things that need to air first, and that's not going to come out till 2024. Like timeline wise,
maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I wonder, is Traitors a part of like the BravoCon universe?
No.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, Andy hosts the reunion.
Yeah. But that was like last minute.
A bunch of them are Bravo people.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but like, okay. I don't think these people will be involved in BravoCon because like the show will not have aired yet.
Well, not these people, but like last year's.
Last year's? But they're not on the list.
Hmm.
If you're not on the list, you're not getting in.
The list, I feel like, is ever changing. Okay.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so I have not watched anything. Welcome to Comfort Queen. But why don't I give my version of what I think is happening based off of previews and clips and what the girls are talking about, and then you tell me if it's right and like where we're at, right?
Okay.
Just so we could like catch up a little bit in time for next week, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm not like discussing three episodes in one.
Yeah, I would not allow that. Yeah, no, I'm not going back in the past.
Of course not. New York.
Mm-hmm.
And New York is a story about six women picked to go on a vacation together who don't know each other. And we're going to get in a fight. Oh, there's a few reasons we're getting in a fight.
Sure.
We don't like when we talk about ourselves.
No.
Oh, we do like when we talk about ourselves. Well,
you can only talk about yourself in a way that is approved by Cy and Aaron. So yeah, you can't tell a story about your family and maybe like how your parents came to exist in London because that's not talking about yourself necessarily.
Oh, right.
It's only...
It's a degree too far.
Yeah. But like...
Sai's talking about her family in Hamptons.
Exactly.
Makes you feel sick.
There's like a double standard because then Jessel's like constantly telling stories about herself. Like, okay. And I won't like spoil anything, but she tells like... I mean, we know about the popsicle thing. She tells a similar like weird, embarrassing story later this episode, okay. But nothing's ever good enough. It has to be approved by Sai and Aaron.
So like, why are they best friends right now?
They're like taking on the others, I guess, in a way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I know. Aaron confiscated Uba's phone for an hour.
So yeah, they were coming back. They were coming back from some dinner, and the night before, Uba had pushed Aaron into the pool. So Uba has been joking all day about like, when is Aaron going to get her revenge on me? And Aaron's like, it's okay. No skin off my back. Like, my family is like the prank family.
Oh.
So they're getting out of the car to go back into the house after having dinner. And Uba had left her phone behind in the car. So the driver gives it to Aaron. And Aaron decides to hide it.
Oh.
To get her revenge on Uba.
So Uba just thinks it's lost. She doesn't know Aaron has it.
She's looking all around the house for the phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then... I think either Jessel or Cy got wind of Aaron having the phone. And so they like let her know. And then Uba's really mad because her thing is she's a single woman and her parents always want her to check in with them on the end of the night so that they know she's safe and that type of thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And then like the next morning, Uba's mad.
Uba's mad and...
Uba hot.
Yes, and she takes Aaron's sunglasses for 45 minutes because that's how long her phone was gone.
I love the reciprocal confiscation.
But also, like, Aaron's using, like, really dog-whistly language when talking about, like, ooh. She's, like, calling, like, Uba scary and, like, all this other kind of shit.
Oh, my God. And like, you know what? You know who made no buzz this week for me? Jenna Lyons.
She's there. She wore a really chic white dress to dinner.
There's a good sale on J.Crew right now. 60% off sale styles.
Thank you, Jenna.
Oh, my God.
I will say, Jenna had some really good, chic, new confessional looks. Yeah.
Okay. Are we... End of episode, are we still in Anguilla?
Yeah, but I think we're going home soon.
We're wrapping up. Okay.
Or, it's hard to say because I think there was a preview released after the episode aired and they go to a rum tasting thing. And I think the fight goes on from there. They released like an 11-minute preview I watched. Yeah, or something.
Who? I'm trying to think. All right. Sai, Aaron... Uba, Bren. Jenna, what's Bren doing?
One night she stayed home from dinner after her thing with her disagreement with Aaron. They were still fighting about like the same old shit.
Fighting about what?
But they made up.
Fighting about the husband?
Yeah, but they made up and then she decided just to like have a chill night at home, which is like, what are you doing?
I don't think
and that's she's allowed. Doing well, I guess she can wear whatever baseball hat she wants and sit at the house. And then she's doing a whole like bit with Jenna during these episodes where she's like trying to be wifey. So she's like bringing her breakfast in bed. Then she's like hitting on her on the boat that they go on.
I feel like the vibe is good on Bryn right now, but from what you're telling me, it's like not selling me. Are you feeling good on her?
She's fine. She's not bugging me. She's fun. Like she's funny sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's like, it's Jessel and Jenna for the win.
Okay.
J&J.
What's next chronologically? Salt Lake City. Okay, Salt Lake City, this is the vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, the vibe I'm getting is like, these two episodes I missed are actually like the most important episodes of television.
Yeah, I would say the one that aired this week is actually one of the best episodes of Salt Lake City to ever exist.
Oh my God, I'm so sad I've not seen
and
this.
Everyone's like talking about how we never needed Jen Shah and it's actually great she's gone. Because
Jen Shah was like a weight on our shoulders.
Yeah, the other characters are really coming. I mean, Meredith is the moment.
Okay, so now here's my vibe on Meredith. Meredith, we're speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
We're like going through accents.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Doing a lot of accent work.
I see her screaming at someone. I couldn't tell you if it's Angie K or Monica.
It's Angie K.
Okay, it's Angie K.
And actually, Monica's defending Meredith against Angie K. Okay.
And then, like, I don't know what Angie K, who is so boring, could have done.
It's like showing up on this trip. And then Meredith also has this, like, side. You know how she's always, like, talking? And it's been a theme of hers throughout the seasons. Like, she's always, like, got something heavy on her mind that has nothing to do with...
There's a friend.
On. Yeah, but she's like not really articulating that.
But she's like speaking in code. She's
yes.
Like, there's no coming back from this.
Yes.
And it's a long road I'm going down.
Yes. This dinner happened steps away from where I slept in Palm Springs at Copley's. It's right across the street from where my hotel was.
So did you hear them screaming?
Yeah, because they filmed it live. Meredith was like grabbing waiters thinking they were security who could kick Angie out.
Oh my God. I loved seeing those clips.
I know.
I'm like really piecing the puzzle pieces together. Yeah. Like, okay, we're kicking someone out. Don't know who we're kicking out.
Yeah. One thing that wasn't in the clips, and if you watch the clips and like you realize like these women are all dressed like so weird. So right before they go to dinner,
we have a prompt.
It's a prompt.
Okay.
They are paired with the person that they need to do the most growth with to all go to these two shops in downtown Palm Springs. One was like Marianne's, which I remember walking by. Mm. And they have to pick out each other's outfits. And so... and then Angie K gets just to pick her own out because she has no partner. So the most egregious one was...
Little Girl and Mary?
No. So Mary and Monica were paired together and they were.
Why?
Because, I mean, they don't really.
The leftovers.
I mean, the more important relationship is Heather and Little Girl, obviously.
Oh.
So they had to dress each other. And then, like, Heather dresses little girl as, like, Kate Middleton. And then little girl dresses Heather up, like, in this, like, weird bomber jacket.
With, like, a baseball cap.
And then...
And we're all puking. Yeah.
Well, we'll get to that. And then Lisa Barlow dresses up Meredith in this, like, really chic, yeah, like, yellow dress.
Oh, my God. Never, she's never looked chicer.
And then Meredith dresses Lisa Barlow up in this, like, basically a bikini with, like, this, like, sheer cover-up that doesn't even, like, go down beyond her thighs. And this is when Lisa finds out they're walking into, like, a 5-star restaurant that used to be, it's, like, Cary Grant's former estate.
And then also Lisa is down $60,000. Yeah. And everyone's angry at her for being upset about it.
Yeah. Monica's like, as a single mother, you talking about this ring is really triggering to me.
There's so... Okay, I never expected... Like, remember, like, before the season aired, I was like... I was adding Trixie. I was like, mother, are you appearing on?
Yeah.
Never did I expect, like... This is, like, an advertisement.
The entire thing. Like, if you watch the scenes, too, like, one of the people who is constantly, like, waiting on them is Trixie's husband, David. If you watch Trixie Motel, oh, the, God, like, TV series.
Oh, I have not seen that yet. Oh, that is so important. This is appointment television.
It's great.
Mary's being crazy.
Mary just, like, rejecting... Everyone, like, they're all, like, eating food around the pool, and Angie K is like, Mary, come over here, girl, and sit with us. And Mary's like, don't talk to me like that. I'm going to sit over here.
This is famously Mary's first cast trip.
I know.
4 seasons in as a friend.
I know. And at the dinner, she's actually one of the more, like, sane ones. Mm-mm-mm. The way Meredith popped off is going to be written about in books. History books. And then... Heather, during that dinner...
Is blackout drunk.
Is drinking espresso martinis.
Oh, like, which we can relate to.
It's her last night on Earth. I mean, like, I can have 2 martinis tops. She had 5 at that dinner.
But, okay, I don't think you only
and
had...
They I'm had sorry. Been drinking before.
I'm sorry. I don't think you only had 2 espresso martinis at Trang's wedding. There's no way you only had 2 espresso martinis. Those were going down like dessert.
I think I only had 2 and then moved on to something else.
Okay.
No, but...
Maybe I'm just projecting.
Maybe. That was like 2018. How am I supposed to remember? Mm-hmm. But they had been like drinking before too. Okay. So they're rolling into this whatever. Mm. And then this is the sin that she committed. She can like barely... So they're in the sprinter van. Oh. They're like... She's like just like head between her legs and... Mary and Whitney are fighting because Mary's claiming that Whitney called her a pornographer.
Yes, I saw the pornographer.
And then Mary's like, what's the word? What's the word? And then Heather just goes up like fucking Frankenstein predator.
Okay, I've seen like clips or gifs or and I'm like, I don't even understand, but you're making this all make sense to me now.
Yeah, then that's where we arrive back at the hotel and everyone but Whitney and Heather leave the sprinter and
the driver's running around.
Driver's running around, but okay, Heather, I don't understand because when I feel sick, the one thing I want is air.
Mm.
She requests for the door to the sprinter to be closed.
Mm.
And she starts vomiting. And then Whitney is locked in there with her while she's vomiting, yelling at the driver to come open the door.
Truly a horror movie.
It was great.
Wow. I'm so sad.
And some people are theorizing she was both vomiting and peeing her pants.
Stop. Okay. All right. That's Salt Lake City.
Yeah, that's Salt Lake.
OC. Now, this is my version of OC.
Okay,
we're in Mexico. We're shipping Vicky in. Because I think like we ended the last episode I saw, like the preview was the Vicky horror scream.
Yeah, so Vicky's been with us for 2 episodes full episodes.
And now I think the story is everyone is... okay, the story is... You know in Yellow Jackets when like they're chasing after the girl who needs to be killed?
Mm-hmm.
Like Heather's the girl that needs to be killed.
Yeah.
But Heather is like Wonder Woman, like bracelet, yeah. belt, like deflecting everything.
Yeah.
And like no one can kill her.
Yeah.
And then the other story is Tamara's continuing like the sacrificial lamb story of like presenting Jen Padronti mm-hmm. onto the altar mm-hmm. for sacrifice.
Yes.
And Jen's fighting for her life.
So that is all happening.
Okay,
For sure. With Heather, it is this thing where now Tamara's, they're talking about, this is the rumor. Remember, there was a rumor that Shannon said really bad things about Emily and Gina at BravoCon yeah. to Heather.
Yes.
So Heather now is like, she finally figured out what everyone's talking about. She's like, actually, that was Tamara who was saying shit to me. And then Tamara's claiming she was repeating what Heather said jokingly, calling like her castmates losers. And what the gag was,
she called Noella.
Noella and Dr. Jen were the losers that Heather was referring to. Noella is somewhere looking like Kathy Wakili getting insulted at that one reunion when Heather said, oh no, actually was talking about Kathy.
Yeah. Noella catching strays.
It is.
Not getting paid.
It's wild. And Heather is like gonna become the champion of this season. The preview for next week also looks wild.
For the finale.
Yeah. And Gina is like
down bad.
Real down bad. She somehow hitched her wagon to Tamara and thinks it's a good idea.
Okay.
And Tamara, I haven't seen her with that like early season straight hair in a while.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's evil Tamara.
Okay. And we're having fun with Vicky.
Vicky, during the Heather wannabe takedown, leaves the table.
Oh.
And she goes and apologizes to the wait staff for everyone yelling.
But there was also like a Vicky funny moment, I think.
We're having fun with Vicky in a lot of ways. Right. Like she goes parasailing with Heather and she's like holding on to Heather's hand so hard that Heather's losing circulation. Oh, okay. We're having fun.
Is Taylor bringing anything to the table?
She kind of tried to become an ally-ish with Heather.
Oh.
Because they were literally like, there was a sprinter van ride where they were all coming for Heather.
Yeah.
And Heather was like, I kind of want to leave this vacation.
Yeah.
And Taylor tries to like comfort her. But in the preview for next week, it looks like Taylor's back on the anti-Heather train.
What? Like, this has been a surprise. I would say this is the best season since we called City of Hope.
Yeah. But it's like when we were calling City of Hope, that could get a little too dark at points.
Oh, this has been
like easy breezy above the belt fun.
Light and beautiful. Yeah.
Except for like them attacking Jen at every second.
Yeah.
Though like she's so beautiful. I was looking at her and I was like, wow. And it seems like her and Heather have become close since the season wrapped.
Oh, yeah. She's a little, to take it back to Trader, is a little Janellian. You see it?
I see it.
Let's do a Freak of the Week in the One True Queen.
Okay.
Our Freak of the Week this week, something that like Bethany re-upped and brought to our attention.
Yes.
She performed stand-up comedy about 2 years ago at this point.
2021.
And
she like claims she got like help from like Chris Rock.
Stop.
That's what she said.
And she posted it online and it's like talking about Kelly Killoran Ben Simone's friend Gwyneth.
Yeah.
In like a very negative light.
Making jokes about goop,
making jokes about the vagina candle, which I feel like at this point, like, wasn't this years old?
Yeah.
But it's just like interesting seeing a pre-TikTok Bethany
trying to make it in the world.
Trying to like get attention. Like she is so starved for attention from any direction she can get it.
It's like you should have never left Housewives, babe.
Yeah. Like it just goes to show like money isn't enough.
For me, if I had her amount of money.
Yeah.
I would go away. I would tweet maybe about like Housewives every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I'm not getting on TikTok doing front-facing work.
You're not rewiving.
Yeah, I'm not getting on stage at the Comedy Cellar or whatever.
I mean, that it's a tough 2-minute set that we're watching.
Yeah, I also, a little bit of credit, I think it wouldn't have gone viral without Yolanda Fister.
Oh, yeah.
Really bringing it out.
I mean, whenever like Yolanda puts her touch on it, that's when we know it's important.
Exactly.
Okay, our one true queen, someone who should have been on
Traitors.
One Lindsay Hubhouse Hubbard.
She is off to the Bahamas.
En route.
Yeah. Quoting Michelle Obama.
When they go low, we go high. It's like really, actually, like it's making me question, is she the one true queen? So stupid.
Apparently off to what would have been her bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Do you think Danielle is there?
Yes. Because it feels like they were good during the summer. So it's like, how do we not invite you to the bachelorette party if we're good during the summer?
Yeah, but your point though, when Hubhouse was going through the worst of it, Danielle was partying in Montauk.
Danielle could not be stopped. She's like,
this is the best weekend of my life.
She's like, this is a summer I'm always going to remember. Like, babe, your girl is drowning.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. But also we're getting this week, like the first twinge of like, is there any fault to be placed on Lindsay for the situation?
Oh,
did you see that?
What was the twinge?
It was like, oh, like there's more to it. Like Lindsay was saying really inappropriate things to Carl. The drinking and the fighting was really bad. Mm. So like, I don't know. I'm just like so far behind. I don't even know like up from down from left. I mean, the wedding cancellation and then her response to not being a part of the wedding cancellation thing came out last week.
Yeah, she released her statement.
The winter house was last week.
Oh my God, you're living in the past.
I know. It's just like, there's just so much going on right now. Wow.
You need to get some sleep. Oof. You have got 6 episodes to catch up on.
And then 6 episodes of Big Brother to catch up on. Yeah. Which is like,
I think you can just start with Big Brother like on tonight's episode.
Well, I'm going to watch the double eviction tonight and then go back in time.
Oh, with Big Brother, it's like, you got to cut and run.
No,
You can't look back.
There's
enough recapping that they do.
I know.
You're crazy to go back.
I just like don't want to miss a minute of Miss Felicia.
Okay.
That is mother to me.
Okay.
And with that, just head on over to comethroughqueen.com. There's links to Patreon where we have, I would say, a pre-show to end all pre-shows this week. A nice 25-minute long one, I want to say.
We recount our struggles traveling through this world.
Books, movies, travels.
Italy, like, Palm Springs.
Lisbon. It's a very unconventional pre-show, one might say.
Sure.
And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, love us, please, retweet.
See you next week. Bye.
See ya come through, Queen.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.